Okay, so who are we missing over there, Suzanne? Anybody from that seat?
Malia.
Oh, Malia. Where's Malia? Gone to the office. So, continuing on with our look at the background to this period, you can read it quite clearly there, can't you? 1870 to 1920. In the period of republicanism, nationalism, the period just before federation, and this is what we're going to see a lot of in the gallery next week, you get artists and writers talking about Australians as being heroes in the outback. Because writers like Henry Lawson and painters like Tom Roberts, thank you, Suzanne. Ah, painters like Tom Roberts. That's right. Artists and writers were wanting to celebrate things that were typically Australian, not British, typically Australian. So they wanted to, Henry Lawson wanted to write about the drover's wife, or he wanted to write about poverty-stricken people faces in the street in Sydney. Tom Roberts wanted to write about gold diggers. Fred McCubbin wanted to write about, sorry, paint about the hardships but the heroism of setting up house in the bush, and then the tragedies that went with that hardship, a bush burial, and then these are all McCubbin, these ones, and then the whole story about how a young couple, they find some land in the bush, they have a child, they begin setting up a house, and in the distance you can see the city in the background. And then, of course, someone dies. Maybe it's the child or the wife, you don't know, but the pioneers. These are all heroes. And this is something that you would not find in an English art gallery, because England does not have this kind of experience. So Australia provided a new experience for people. And people like Henry Lawson and Tom Roberts and others wanted to celebrate this new kind of experience that people had in Australia. And they wanted to say that this is better than anything you can have in England. So go away, you silly English people. Go on and have your banks in England, but stop trying to bleed this country of all its worth. So that was the attitude of some artists and writers in the 1890s. Here's Tom Roberts with another famous painting, which we'll see in the gallery, hopefully. Just why I say hopefully is because the list of paintings that you've got in Leo, and what I'm saying here, the paintings change a lot. Like, you know, other galleries borrow paintings, they have an exhibition of Tom Roberts in Canberra and so on, so you can't always be sure that all the paintings are going to be there, but some will be there for sure. Now, what's this a picture of? I don't want any of the real Australians in this room. Let me rephrase that. People who were born in Australia, people who have ancient Australian ancestry, I don't want them answering this. I want some of our Filipino or I can't remember any other nationalities in the room. Any other, Fijian, is it?
Tongan.
To tell me what this is describing. Would you like to tell me, Honey Lean? You look as if you know.
Very routine words and the
of what?
Sharing the sheep's
beautiful.
Wool.
The routine work wool. Of sharing the sheep's wool. Beautiful. I'm sure they do that in the Philippines too, do they? Or don't they have sheep there? They don't have sheep. What do they do? What sort of animals do they cultivate in the Philippines?
We have car about
to
work in the plowing field, rice field.
Oh, rice fields, okay.
That's the common,
okay, good.
So,
not sheep, okay. So in Australia, in the 1800s, sheep shearing was one of the most profitable industries. sheep on these huge, vast properties. And of course, to be a sheep shearer was quite a difficult job. And these sheep shearers, they look like real men, don't they? I mean, look at the length of that body. He must be about 7'2". And look at this guy at the back here. He looks about 7'9". And look at this guy here. The strength in his arm. And look at that wonderful beard he's got. God, I wish I had that beard. And, you know, these men are presented like gods. They're presented like gods. And I take my students to the art gallery, and one student said to me, it looks like they've all just got out of the shower and they smell beautiful. Because, you know, this is the word.